Yeah, so Vibramat is an array of back-worn vibration motors that can encode a visual scene based on a head-mounted camera.
Look, if you thought exoskeletons were out there, then wait till you hear this. You'll have to listen closely because this story gets a bit technical. This is Nick Barnes. He's the project lead on Vibramat.
And I'm also an associate professor at the Australian National University.
Take a moment now to close your eyes. What's in front of you? What's behind you? How close is the nearest door? If you are lucky enough to be able to see, you can probably remember all the major objects in the room or the environment about you. But for someone who is blind, they have none of the information that you have.
Now picture a back brace worn around your stomach but covered by your shirt or dress. And on your head is a relatively small camera recording the environment around you. This is the Vibramat.
Let's hear that description again.
Back-worn vibration motors that can encode a visual scene based on a head-mounted camera.
So that back brace you're wearing, it's taking information from the camera and sending little vibrations across your back to let you know if there's a door nearby or a table or whatever.
So we have an array of 96 tactors on the back, and that's being translated from some portion of the image, and we're representing things spatially within that. So if they're looking in a particular direction and they move around, an obstacle will move across their back as they look at it from different angles. And so they can visualise around and then feel where the obstacle is and then navigate their way around it.
But why vibrations?
So if someone has an impaired sense, so in this case vision, what we do is substitute information through another sense. Now, touch is a really good sense in that way because you often aren't using it when you're kind of walking around, and particularly touch on your back. If you're navigating through an environment or moving around, you're not using your touch receptors from your back. And vibration technology is a good way of encoding touch. And things like mobile phone motors mean that they're cheap and they're very reliable.
So it's like that old principle. When one sense doesn't work, the other senses compensate for it.
Exactly. And with some tricky machine learning, Nick and his team are able to take images from the camera and transform them into vibrations.
What we do is take an image and look at structures within that image and the way structures are appearing. We can also use machine learning to detect different objects within it and then emphasising things that are more important. So, for instance, we're finding obstacles within the environment. We're finding major junctions between walls and floors and emphasising those, making sure that those appear in what comes through to the user. That all happens rapidly. So this is stimulating at somewhere around 10 times a second. The images are being processed more quickly than that, so they're available for the person to see, and so there's not a big lag, so the person can walk at a comfortable pace.
Nick has actually been working in this space for quite a while. He also works for Bionic Vision Australia on a bionic eye. The bionic eye involves surgically implanting a microchip onto the retina and can only be used for macular degeneration. So while Vibramat might be basic, it has the potential to benefit a wider range of people, as well as being a lot cheaper and non-invasive.
The attraction of the Vibramat is twofold. One, it can suit any cause of blindness, so you're not restricted to diseases that have impacted on the retina. And the other one is that it doesn't require surgery and is non-invasive.
And sensory substitution isn't a new idea. According to Nick, we've been experimenting with it since the 1960s.
So there were studies done by a person called Baki Rita from, I think, approximately the 1960s. The difficulty then was that the technology wasn't available in small, sort of mobile, low-power devices. So the original prototype was embedded in a chair and using solenoids, so it required a lot of power and was not portable, obviously.
With microchips getting smaller and smaller, the possibilities to make stuff like Vibramat are never better.
The technology in computer vision, the ability to process scenes quickly and find key information, is improving rapidly, and I think this is one of the things that is going to be an enabler and that is going to be needed by people.
Vibramat is still in trial mode. They're testing with people who aren't blind at the moment. They're hoping to test the tech with blind people early next year.
And with Google Glass and Snapchat sunglasses all the rage, nobody would blink an eye if you were walking down the street with a wearable camera on your